Welcome to day one, the beginning of the consecration to Saint Joseph. I don't think I have to tell you, I'm just a little bit excited to go through this one with all of you. This is a fantastic consecration that I really enjoyed doing actually last year for the first time. So just before we get started, I wanted to open in prayer, and I also have a very nice quote that I wanted to review with you here before we get started. But to begin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Good and gracious Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for all of the blessings and gifts that you have given to all of us. Thank you for this time together as we learn more about our spiritual father, Saint Joseph, and grow closer to you. All of this we pray in your name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, to start off, I have a quote here by St. Peter Julian Aimard. Not exactly sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but he said that a devotion to St. Joseph is one of the choicest graces that God can give to a soul, for it is tantamount to revealing the entire treasury of our Lord's graces. When God wishes to raise a soul to greater heights, he unites it to Saint Joseph by giving it a strong love for the good saint. I thought that was really special. So, okay, without further ado, let us begin. Day one. Why consecration to Saint Joseph? When God wishes to raise a soul to greater heights, he unites it to Saint Joseph by giving it a strong love for the good saint, Saint Peter Julian Aimard. Do you want to ascend to greater heights in the spiritual life? Consecration to Saint Joseph will take you there. Many Christians have consecrated themselves to the Virgin Mary so as to be more closely united to Jesus. Without a doubt, consecration to Mary is one of the best things you can do for your spiritual life. The essence of Marian consecration is to help you become another Mary for Jesus, a faithful, loving, and trusting companion of the Savior. Consecration to Saint Joseph does something similar. Consecration to Saint Joseph will help you become another Joseph for Jesus and Mary. That is, entrusting yourself entirely to Saint Joseph helps you become a faithful, loving, and trusting companion of Jesus and Mary. In the New Testament, we read that Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Luke chapter 2, verse 52, under the watchful care of his parents. Such an increase can happen to you, too, if you entrust yourself to the paternal care of Saint Joseph. St. Bernard of Clairvaux explains how it works. He writes, "Who and what manner of man this blessed Joseph was, you may conjecture from the name by which, a dispensation being allowed, he deserved to be so honored as to be believed and to be called the Father of God. You may conjecture it from his very name, which, being interpreted, means increase. Saint Joseph is the increaser. He has paternal love for you and the power to increase the presence of God in your life and take you to greater heights in the spiritual life. For centuries, this secret of Saint Joseph lay hidden. Saints, mystics, and a handful of people knew of it. Now it is your turn to discover it. Now is the time of Saint Joseph. The church and the world greatly need Saint Joseph. We need him to help us return to the love of Jesus and to living lives of virtue. We desperately need Saint Joseph's protection as well. The family, the foundation of society, is under attack. The family of God, the Catholic Church, is also undergoing vicious assaults from the world, the flesh, the devil, and some of her own children. We need Saint Joseph to protect us. He is our loving and merciful spiritual father, holy, strong, and ready to help. He is forever linked to Jesus, Mary, and the Church. He protected the Holy Family. He will protect us too, if we entrust ourselves to his paternal heart and his spiritual care. Saint Joseph is your spiritual father. All children resemble their parents. You are a child of Saint Joseph. You need to resemble him, especially by imitating his virtues and faithfulness to Jesus and Mary. Saint Joseph plays a vital, life-giving role in your spiritual growth and well-being. This is the heart of consecration to Saint Joseph. Blessed William Joseph Chaminade explains it well. He states, "He, Saint Joseph, was not a passive instrument in the great work of our salvation. He played a very active role, and that is why he was included in the merciful counsels of the incarnate wisdom. The merciful love of God has given Saint Joseph to you as a spiritual father. Are you ready to ascend to greater heights in the spiritual life? Are you ready to draw nearer to Jesus and Mary and experience an increase in virtue? Let's go to Saint Joseph. We are going to consecrate ourselves to Saint Joseph. We shall place at his feet all that we are and all that we have. Saint Peter Julian M. Amard." Veni Sancte Spiritus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, send down those beams which sweetly flow in silent streams from thy bright throne above. O come, thou Father of the poor. O come, thou source of all our store. Come, fill our hearts with love. O thou, O comforters the best. O thou, soul's delightful guest, and pilgrim's sweet relief. Rest art thou in our toil, most sweet refreshment in the noonday heat, and solace in our grief. O blessed light of life thou art, fill thy light the innermost heart of those who hope in thee. Without thy Godhead, nothing can have any price or worth in man. Nothing can harmless be. Lord, wash our sinful stains away. Refresh from heaven our barren clay. Our wounds and bruises heal. To thy sweet yoke, our stiff necks bow. Warm with thy fire, our hearts of snow, our wandering feet recall. Grant to thy merciful, dearest Lord, whose only hope is thy sure word, the sevenfold gifts of grace. Grant us in life thy grace that we in peace may die and ever be in joy before thy face. Amen. Alleluia. Litany of Saint Joseph. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste Guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster Father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous Defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. Joseph, most just, pray for us. Joseph, most chaste, pray for us. Joseph, most prudent, pray for us. Joseph, most courageous, pray for us. Joseph, most obedient, pray for us. Joseph, most faithful, pray for us. Mirror of patience, pray for us. Lover of poverty, pray for us. Model of workmen, pray for us. Glory of domestic life, pray for us. Guardian of virgins, pray for us. Pillar of families, pray for us. Comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Hope of the sick, pray for us. Patron of the dying, pray for us. Terror of demons, pray for us. Protector of the Holy Church, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. He has made him Lord of his household and Prince over all his possessions. Let us pray. O God, who in your loving providence chose blessed Joseph to be the spouse of your most holy mother, grant us the favor of having him for our intercessor in heaven, whom on earth we venerate as our protector, you who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Okay, that concludes our very first day. We'll keep it light for today's. We're just starting off, but this is a great start, great introduction to our consecration to St. Joseph that we will be embarking on here over the next 33 days. And oh, am I looking forward to this. So have a great day, and I'm looking forward to praying with you more tomorrow. Take care.